There was not much hope for bipartisan compromise on major issues going into last night's State of the Union address by President Trump, and it appears those low expectations were met. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, a member of the Democratic leadership in the House, said there was very little for his side of the aisle to cheer in last night's speech from the Republican president.
He had an hour and a half last night to have a one-way conversation with the American people, and I thought that the tepid applause that you had on our side, which was polite and courteous, but not embracing.
Neal, speaking with reporters Wednesday in the lobby of the federal courthouse in Springfield, where his district office is located, held out little hope for progress in the areas the president highlighted, such as immigration and infrastructure. Democrats shut down the government earlier this month over the issue of finding a way for the so-called Dreamers, immigrants brought to this country as children, to stay. But Neal said Mr. Trump offered an edict, not a compromise, by linking citizenship for the Dreamers with construction of a border wall and new restrictions on legal immigration.
Part of what he was suggesting last night included recrimination, and I think that that is not helpful to the dialogue.
Mr. Trump touted what he said would amount to a $1.5 trillion effort to rebuild the nation's infrastructure.
We will build gleaming new roads, bridges, highways, railways, and waterways all across our land.
But Neal, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee, said there is a fundamental difference over how to pay for what Mr. Trump says he wants to build. Democrats want to spend taxpayers' dollars, while Republicans favor tax credits.
At one time, infrastructure was the easiest legislation to pass, that Republicans and Democrats found common purpose and common ground on the need to continually invest in America's long-term needs.
Hamden County Sheriff Nick Cochi was Neal's guest for Tuesday night's speech, invited the congressman explained to underscore the seriousness of the opioid crisis in western Massachusetts. Neal said it was disappointing that Mr. Trump devoted less than a minute of his 1 hour, 28-minute speech to the opioid epidemic.
Hoping that there would be more of a specific proposal from the administration declaring not only is this a national emergency, but putting sufficient resources behind it to make sure that we address it.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy III gave the Democrats' response to the State of the Union speech. He dismissed the first year of Mr. Trump's presidency, declaring, quote, "We all feel the fault lines of a fractured country." He said the Trump administration was turning America into a zero-sum game where one group wins only if another loses.
We are bombarded with one false choice after another. Coal miners or single moms? Rural communities or inner cities? The coast or the heartland? So here is the answer the Democrats offer tonight. We choose both.
Kennedy delivered the speech in front of students in an automotive shop at a vocational high school in Fall River, Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.